WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston begin today a brand new series of programs for the Kanawha County Schools. Our Musical Heritage is a series of 9 broadcasts telling in music and narration the story of Appalachian folk music from its earliest beginnings to the present day. To learn what folk music is all about, we must listen to the prologue.
Our story starts long, long ago, maybe 1,000 years or so, long before movies or radio or television or stereo. In fact, so very long ago, there wasn't even school. Ha ha, you're thinking, pretty cool. But it wasn't really, because even then there were folks, lots of folks, who worked and played and laughed at jokes. And their lives were filled with many things, romances, victories, villains, and kings, things of wonder, things of woe, that folks wanted other folks to know. But that was so very long ago that few could read and few could write, so they couldn't jot down stories at night the way we might, yet they spread their stories far and near. And centuries later, folks still hear their wonderful, woeful tales of beautiful maidens or storm-tossed sails. But without paper or pen and ink, how could they do it? Come now, think. They used what they had, their only choice, and what everyone had was, of course, a voice. So east and west, north and south, folks passed their stories by word of mouth. But sometimes they couldn't recall word for word every story as it was heard, especially if the story was long. But they remembered easier if it was in song. So folks decided pretty soon to give each story its very own tune and make folk songs that folks could hear and pass along from ear to ear, mothers to daughters, fathers to sons, who later taught them to their little ones. And when folks traveled across the sea to build a brave new country, they took along a history, all set down in melody. They're folk songs. Some folk songs are playful, happy, sung in tempos bright and snappy, and meant to amuse girls and boys who way back then had few toys. The kind of songs that even today you might sing when you dance or play without even knowing, I'll bet, that you, of all people, are a folk singer yet. This you doubt? Then how about...
Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Get to
songs started as lullabies to coax cross babies to close their eyes. And if babies still whined at the end of the song, his mom added verses as she went along until some lullabies finally grew to have 30 verses, or perhaps 32. But we will listen to just a little of a lullaby that's also a riddle. I gave my love a cherry that has no stone. I gave my love a chicken that has no bone. I gave my love a ring that has no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a ring that has no end? How can there be a baby with no crying? A cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken, when it's pipping, it has no bone. A ring, when it's rolling, it has no end. A baby, when it's sleeping, has no crying. But in many folk songs, protests lurk against unfair laws or too much work. All sorts of things folks feel are wrong, yet fear to say except in song. Like the tired hammerman pounding and swinging, who told off his boss, but only when singing. Listen.
Swing that hammer. Swing that hammer. Swing it higher above your head. Making little ones out of big ones. Hammer kill you almost dead. If I
folk songs that seem quite cheery come from folks who are feeling dreary. Lonely soldiers around the campfire, or sailors quaking as waves grow higher. Homesick travelers, workers weary, making sad tales sound downright cheery. Here, doesn't the music sound gay? But listen to what this poor miner has to say.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the star boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
But maybe the folk songs you know best and sing yourself more than all the rest are the merry, chattery ditties, loved by old folks as well as kiddies. Songs about animals, songs about birds, are simply songs with nonsense words that really are such fun to sing, but don't really say much of anything. And just to add to their jabbery sound, often such songs are sung as a round. Recognize this one?
Row, row, row your boat.
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 Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Row, row, row your boat,
gently
row,
down the stream.
Row your boat,
merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, row, row, row your boat,
gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Row, row, row your boat,
gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
And what, you may ask, has all this to do with West Virginia and me and you? Well, here's a surprise that may open your eyes. The first settlers to arrive at the very spot where you live today likely has not brought folk songs with them to keep spirits soaring when nights were cold and life might be boring if they had no music to celebrate as they turned a wilderness into a state. And there is where today's story ends. But come again next week, my friends, to hear the tale of pioneers who sang to ease their aches and fears as they struggled to create what one day would be our state, West Virginia.
This has been the first in a series of 9 broadcasts on Appalachian folk music, presented by WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston for the Kanawha County Schools. Dolly Sherwood was the narrator, and today's script was written by Ann Griffith. Dolly Sherwood sang the lullaby. At the same time next week, you'll hear how our forefathers brought their music with them.